Well, what comes to me right now is more of what a client recently said to me, which is, she says, what's special about you is that you completely can sit in the darkness with me and bring in the light. So that blend of being able to be both embracing of dark and light, I feel like is a gift that I have because I have been through some dark places and I've been determined to bring my own light back into the world in a big way. Mm. So that conversation meant a lot to me recently.
Mm. Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Embracing the darkness. Mm-hmm.
And I think what I want to say for anyone listening who is in some darker place right now, that to remember that idea of contraction and expansion, and that that challenge, that stuckness, that pain, that you are in that catalytic place for what is to come that will be so rewarding. And if you can just hold yourself with love and compassion and just honor your ability to be right where you are, right in this dark place, and to know that, you know, we are there with you right in this moment in that dark place, it's such an important part of the journey.
Mm, it truly is. Yes, honoring all the moments and embracing who we are and trusting. Yeah, self-compassion is so important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really is. Being present.
So, you know, I'm feeling a little poetic.
Yes.
Poetic impulse coming on, specifically for the hearts of the listeners. And so I'm just going to see what wants to flow through. I never know until mm-hmm. I listen to it. Mm. But let's find out.
Yes.
Your heart that's beating in that tender place, let it be at its own pace. This is not a fantastic race. Let it beat in its own way. In this dark place, in that cave, let you be a bear that hibernates. Let you play within this darkness, like a womb, like a cocoon. It's okay to be where you are. It is so okay to be where you are. You, my dear, are where you are, and where you are is where the star will birth from. Believe it, it's true. The star in you will birth from this too. You are clearing the way for that day that comes only because of this day, that play that becomes only because of this day. So you, my dear, be still with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Be here where you are. And right now, inside of you, know, in the darkness, there is a spark. Even now, it's there and lit. Even now, it's there and lit. So sit by your own internal fire. Even now, it's there and lit. There is a voice inside you strong. It's always right. It's never wrong. Even now, inside the dark, it's there, ready, ready. With your spark. It wants to guide you each step of the way. When you're ready, out of this cave, it wants to tell you what action is next. It wants to tell you what healing comes next. You are your own power, your own guide, your own wisdom. No one can take it from you. It's in you. Just listen.
Powerful, Jessica. Thank you so much for sharing that. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear that again or read that. Is that available at all, anywhere, anyhow?
Well, I just made it up in this very moment.
So you'll have really?
To, yes. That's how all my poetry happens. I just really sit in this present moment, and then I say to myself, I am trusting, meaning I am trusting myself. And then I open my mouth, and out it comes.
Beautiful. And I must say, very impressive.
Thanks, Laura.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that is truly being in the present moment. Mm-hmm.